Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader. I'm a creative coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino back as my guest. Join us for a conversation about dreaming big and believing in yourself. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Well, hi, Margot. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
I am happy and excited to have you on the show today, and I've got your beautiful book, The Change Guidebook, and your book, Percolate, sitting here on my desk in front of me. And, you know, thank you for writing both of those books. I really, the Percolate one I got so long ago, and I was just looking through it, and it's like there's got a lot of yellow highlights in there, and The Change Guidebook, I have not read all the way cover to cover yet, and so I haven't gotten out the yellow pen. But I can tell it's going to be important. There's a lot of words in there, and there's a lot of really inspiring words in your book, The Change Guidebook. And I know that I'm going to want to highlight certain ones that really resonate the most with me. So, you know, I'll be getting my yellow highlighter pen out and doing that. But, yeah. Wow.
I do that with people's books, too. I got yours highlighted and a number of other ones. I love to highlight books of this nature because, you can always learn something from somebody else's experiences and writing and stories and whatever else it is. It's all good stuff.
Well, you know, I had written in my book, and I guess it's really from Will Rogers, the quote that said, "None of us is smart enough to remember everything we know. We all need some reminders." And, you know, the thing is, hearing it said in different stories and in different ways, sometimes it's like I go, oh, yeah, I remember that, or, oh, yeah, that's how I can combine these two ideas, you know. So,
yep.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And, personal development is definitely something that you and I have in common, that we both really love personal development and learning and growing. And, you know, I'm convinced that's a lot of how you can dream big and how you can believe in yourself is to do personal development things, including reading books. But, yeah.
Yeah, what a great topic, huh? We're here to talk about dreaming big and believing in yourself. That's awesome.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your feelings and thoughts on dreaming big and then also believing in yourself.
We have a half an hour, right? I think so much of what we can achieve is from within. And it starts right there. And to everybody listening, I would say if you're a human being who's got anything in you that you've ever wanted to do, and even if it's the biggest, loftiest, dream big goal, or if it feels like you're dreaming big, whatever the goal is, you know, it's achievable. And it's with the right steps and the right people that you might need or the right mentor. You know, there's a lot of things that might help you achieve your dream big. But it's really important for us to dream big at any age. I can't stress that enough.
I totally agree. Yeah. And we have different dreams at different ages in our lives. And,
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be 55 when my next book comes out. And it's like, wow, you know, I started writing books in my 40s, not my 20s, my 40s. And and people will say, well, how did you do that? And I say, you know, well, I've been dreaming about being a writer since I was in, you know, elementary school. It takes a while sometimes to have always written. It's just, you know, I got to be about 39 and I was like, you know, I'm going to dream bigger. There's another phrase. I'm going to, you know, write a book. And my very first book I wrote when I was 39, turning 40, was Blueberry, A Cat's Eye View of Maine. And it's a children's book with a cat, you know, because you and I love cats, right? And it teaches people about the geography of the state of Maine. I'm redoing that book right now, 14 years later. It's crazy.
I'm so excited.
You know,
I can't wait to get it. I saw you posting about it on Instagram, and it reminds me of our Russian blue cats that we have Bender's mind. And what's your cat's name?
Great Kitty. We really have, she has the name Blueberry. She has the name Ghost. Great Kitty, Kitten, Kitty, she comes to all those names. So she's just our Great Kitty. That's the name we use the most.
Know the feeling, because Bender has a lot of nicknames, too, because he's named after the robot in Futurama, which our
Futurama,
son... our son is one of the editors on the show, but it has been a favorite show of his. Speaking of dreaming big, okay, Futurama started out when he was around 9 years old. He's 33 now, and he ended up going to film school, and long story short, he got called by the people from Futurama a couple of years ago and asked asked him to come in and be one of the assistant editors, and now he's one of the associate editors for the new seasons that are coming out. So, yeah. I want that.
Now that
for
I know
everybody.
That, I knew that.
What?
I knew the cat was named Bender from Futurama, but I didn't know that about your son. I didn't know he had made his way to Futurama. Now I'm going to bug you, though, because now I need some autographs, because Cameron, who we'll talk about Dreaming Big with respect to him, too, he loves that cartoon. Oh, my gosh.
No.
He loves it. It might be a favorite one, but isn't
well,
it
Well, I
neat,
would be able
you know,
to get Xander to do that, I'm sure, but, you know, and it all started out because we're talking about our cats, but Bender, we call him Benderama a lot, and B-Cat, and, he has a lot of names. I like to call him BBC, too, which is beautiful Bender Cat.
That's hilarious. Well, the cats needed to dream big, too. You know, the cats have a great life, and they've been able to live out their dream, too, because, you couldn't have two better cat moms.
And hopefully kid moms too.
Well, I think one of the things when I think about dreaming big too is to all the adults out there, turn around and take a look at all these kids, especially after all this COVID stuff, and ask people what their hopes, goals, and dreams are. Ask the youth what their hopes, goals, and dreams are, and if you can be one of those dot connectors to connect them with someone to help them live their dreams, or if you can mentor them in any way, point them in the right direction, support them, and so forth. We have a whole crew of kids of all ages affected by the past 3 years, and even before that, who need our love and support right now. And I think that goes so hand in hand with dreaming big, because people right now of all ages, whether kids, adults, older adults, whatever it is, we all feel a little derailed by the past 3 years. And it's like, okay, well, where did my dreams and goals and everything go? Okay, there they are. And we're kind of like, we've been rerouted a little bit and we're getting back on track. And I think everybody needs this type of support right now, especially because, some of our hopes and goals and dreams have changed, don't you think, Margot? Nothing like a pandemic to kind of shift the perspective of your life. Things that were important aren't anymore. Things that weren't important are now. And I think when you go at it with, we're not entitled to time, we're definitely not entitled to any amount of time, it makes dreaming big come to the forefront and be like, okay, well, what is it that I want to really accomplish while I'm here? And there's really people have these cool dreams and everything, and I absolutely just hate it. And I hate using the word hate, but I'm going to use it.
I do too. I almost never use the word hate.
But I'm using it here because I'm going to use it again. Hate it when somebody gets in the way of somebody's dreams and goals and says, you can't do that, or why you, or you're not good enough, or you're not as good as you think you are, or any of this crap that gets said. And sometimes if you let that absorb into your body, mind, and soul, it halts you. And so I think it's very important for us all to be surrounding ourselves with the right people. If you've got a hope, dream, and goal to do something, and it's big or bigger or whatever it is, surround yourself by people who know your goals, know your dreams, know what you're thinking, and can help you get there.
That is,
that's what I think about
so
dreaming big.
Well said. Thank you for saying that. Yes, that is so true. And, you know, for me, I don't know about you, but in my book, the chapter that where I talk about dreams is called "A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes." And
well,
the reason I titled
that.
It, yeah, the reason I titled it that after that song, though, is because what I'm talking about as far as dreams in there, and I think you are too, really, it's mm-hmm. heart's desires. They're heart's desires. They're not ego desires. Like, I'm going to have the biggest houses and yachts and things like that. It's like, I'm going to write a book, you know?
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's a passion you might have at a very young age. It's things that show up for you in your life that you're like, oh, I'm kind of good at that, or that's something I'd love to do, or wouldn't it be neat if, you know, I'll give you a couple of examples. You know, to me, dreaming big, one of the things that we wanted to do was leave Maine in wintertime. We're like, wouldn't it be cool if we could go somewhere January, February, and March and not mm-hmm. be all bogged down with snow and ice, because we're getting a little bit older. My husband's 65, I'm 54. We're like, let's do that. And mm-hmm. so this past year, earlier this year, we spent our winter in South Carolina. And we were high-fiving the whole time, like, we did it. And then when it came time to come home back to Maine, we signed up again for next year.
I'm so happy to hear that. That is a great idea. Yeah, wow.
You know
where we live, it's kind of, it doesn't get snowy right here. So, you know, we don't have that issue. But, you know, I can see where that would be definitely a really heart's desire dream, for being able to have the best of both worlds, because where you live is so beautiful as well.
Yeah, and we love snow. We're not ripping on Maine at all. We love Maine and everything like that. We just felt like we wanted to do something different with our winter, and we were able to follow the Georgetown baseball team and our son Cam through the mm-hmm. Carolinas as they played down south. So we got to see all of those games and everything, because we're still baseball parents. Or Cam transferred to Georgetown University to play his last year of college baseball at the D1 level. So he's pitching for them. And, you know, some of my inspiration about dreaming big and wanting to chat with you and your audience about that is really mm-hmm. his coach. His coach is Coach Edwin Thompson. And mm-hmm. I've never seen a coach with on Twitter hashtagging dream big. He does it all the time, and he encourages every single human being he meets to dream big. And he's living his dream and all this stuff. And I think that's such a cool way to be. He's got such a great energy and spirit about, you know, encountering everyone with that sense of mentoring and coaching and collaboration and everything, whether it's on the field or off the field. And I think that makes for a really special experience when you're around him.
That is really, really cool. I really love that. Yeah, I think I'm going to start hashtagging Dream Big on mine, too, on my Instagram.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that,
you know,
and believe in yourself. Believe in yourself,
too. And believe in
too.
Yourself. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The, you know, the thing about the Dream Big with him, too, is, you know, I'm a parent. You know, we're parents, and we're not in the day-to-day. But mm-hmm. it's palpable. Like, we can feel him encouraging people to dream big. I can't mm-hmm. imagine how cool that must be to be around him every day as a player of his. It's got, you know, that's why that team is so special. They hashtag it, team 153. It's the 153rd baseball team in Georgetown's history. And so it's hashtag dream big, hashtag team 153. You know, and I think that's just really special with that team. So, and they've got great chemistry and everything, and they're doing a great job there in the Big East. And, you know, and I think that it just is important to, when you encounter people, you know, talk about people who have huge dreams. You know, that whole baseball team is filled with kids who have probably been dreaming of being in that role since they could, you know, hold a baseball.
Oh. Well, that's definitely something else that we have in common is our son Xander. he used to have to wear glasses. Well, he still does wear glasses or contacts, but when he was a little guy and it was time to start learning to play baseball, he had to wear you know, was having a hard time being part of the team. Long story short, though, he ended up doing really well, getting his, he told his dad, oh, speaking of dreaming big, Derek Jeter's book, The Life You Imagine, I don't know if you've read that, but it's, yeah, well, Xander asked me to read it when he was in fifth grade. The thing is Xander had said to his dad when he was pretty early on in the Little League, and he says, Dad, I want to be a pitcher someday. And Dudley said it was one of the hardest things he ever did was to not go, well, that's not going to happen. But instead, he said, well, you know, if you want to do that, it's going to take a lot of goals and a lot of work, but I'll help you if you really want to do it. And he ended up being one of the best pitchers in the Little League and pitched into high school and then switched into film. Acting and creating videos and things like that. But he still loves baseball, so he'll be really excited about Cam being in the baseball too. Elizabeth, are you still there? I think she dropped, her call dropped. So, wow. Well, anyway, while I wait for her to call back in, I would like to say that the Change Guidebook, I love the subtitle. It says, How to Align Your Heart, Truth, and Energy to Find Success in All Areas of Your Life. And one of the things that I totally believe is that success and happiness go together, and that happiness for me means that you're successful, because I see so many people out there that are not happy. And when Elizabeth said that you're back.
I am, yeah, that was weird. It booted me out and said, your Blog Talk Radio is done. It's like, okay, I'm going to call back in. I don't think that was my fault.
No, it said the caller dropped, you know, so I was just talking about the subtitle of your book and about, you know, when you were saying how you hate whatever you said, you hate something, that I'm going, what I hate is I see so many people who don't realize they could be happier and that they could. And part of being happier is this whole thing of dreaming big and finding mentors and who you're around and your self-talk, too. You know?
Oh, huge. All of that just goes so hand in hand with everything, you know. It was funny, I was on a call earlier and we were talking about fear. And so I think so much of all of this is can be halted by just the word, you know, I'm afraid of it, or I'm fearful, or I've got a feeling like I want to do something, but I don't know how, or I don't know what it is exactly, or, you know, all those things, which is basically fear. And just the, you know, the ability to really navigate that is so important to our success and comprehensive success. I mean, like success in all areas of our life, to get things done. And so if you're sitting there and you've got a dream to do something and you're like, well, you know, everybody's going to laugh at me, or no one's going to want that, or, you know, what, all the stuff your mind conjures up to halt you, push through that, understand fear, and that that is just not knowing the outcome and wanting to kind of control your outcome and your success. And we kind of oscillate between that, you know, wanting to do something and really not knowing the outcome. And that's that whole, like, sea of fear we're navigating. And that's one of the biggest reasons why people don't make changes that are in alignment with their dreams. Fear. It just completely halts them.
You know,
and so
I was thinking about that a lot while I was looking at the title of your book, while I was reading it, and also when I've been seeing it on Instagram and everything while it's on my desk. Change is a huge word. I mean, it is like, I don't know about you, but some change is not necessarily something that I look forward to, because there's so much change that is forced on everybody and so much change that happens that you can't control, that it's like really important to realize, though, that you can create positive changes in your life, and this book of yours can help people do that. But a lot of it has to get do with learning how to look at what your thoughts are and to go, I can do it, instead of I can't do it, you know, to flip the I can't to an I can. And
yep.
Also, like you said, to find people that can help you and that can believe in you along with you believing in you. You know, that's huge too.
Well, I think that I agree with you. I think change is a huge topic and a huge, you know, almost like controversial in a way, because
mm-hmm.
it's so tricky, and there's all types of change or little tiny changes that you don't even realize you're making on down
right.
to the ones that you just flat out didn't ask for, and you're, you know, suddenly joining clubs you didn't want to join,
right.
including aging and health and all those types of concerns. You're like, well, I didn't want that. And
yeah.
so suddenly you're like navigating, you know, what feels like a negative situation might be a negative situation. And
mm-hmm.
you're having to apply positive, it's really funky to apply as much positive energy as you can at a negative situation to make the most and best out of it, rather
right.
than just go completely negative on it, because that's not going to serve you either. And that is a tricky thing. And it is something that I hadn't learned until my father got ill back in
mm-hmm.
2004.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from 2004 to 2018, I think I was practicing what I was preaching with that, with regard to applying as much positive energy as you can to a really bummed out situation, because that, you know, that's no fun having somebody go down with a stroke and then struggle with it from 2004 to 2018. And, you know, I learned
wow,
so much from my dad,
time.
And it's a very long time, and that's what's cool about it, because he stayed alive, and not only did he stay alive, but he thrived. He wrote a book, Blind. He did all these amazing, inspirational things where most people go, I can't do that, and give up. He never gave up all the way to the very end of his life. And I think
wow.
that's so, I don't even have the right words for it, really, but it taught me so much in how to navigate, and it taught me that we're totally not entitled to time. And so instead of mopey and woe is me, he was never like that. Never.
Yeah.
He was never mopey, and he had a lot of stuff wrong with him. Oh my goodness gracious, the list was endless. And it was one of those things where your body just isn't cooperating. If
yeah.
you know what I mean. It's just like, you know,
oh, yeah.
gosh darn it,
yeah,
I've got
do.
Things to do, and my body is not doing what I want it to do here. And it was frustrating, but boy, did he make the most of a horrible thing happening to him. I remember he used to say, and who did I make mad? I've never done anything in my life to deserve this. And it was unsettling to him in that regard. He's like, what did I do to deserve this? You know? And I used to say, oh, geez, that's not right. You know, we got to flip that script around. And I think when you root in gratitude, it produces an entirely different set of circumstances. Even
oh, yeah.
even if everything's breaking around you, and you still can find a glimpse of hope and faith and gratitude and all that stuff, it can really help you navigate things.
That is so very, very true. And gratitude, appreciation, and love, you know, all three. It's
yeah.
like every morning I focus on those three things as I'm starting to get up and write my morning pages and, yeah, have my coffee and realize that,
yeah.
you know, we all have challenges in life. But we can decide to either wallow in it, as you were saying, or we can decide to look for, okay, what's good? What's still good in my
what's
life? What's right in my life? Yeah,
yeah.
What's good about this? And then, you know, start picturing your desired outcomes. I've been posting these a lot on Instagram lately. I call them positive self-talk questions, you know, and what's
oh,
good
nice.
About this? What outcomes do I
yeah.
want? What am I willing to stop doing? What am I willing to do?
I like that.
Yeah, and then the last one is, how can I enjoy getting the results I want? And it really gets you thinking in a more positive direction. You know, sometimes I, the first one, I'm going, nothing. Nothing's good about this.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not
here,
like
exactly.
I come up with an answer every time right away. It depends on what it is.
Yeah,
but
gotta
you know.
Really think sometimes, yeah. Yeah. I can remember, you know, my dad being in the ICU and, you know, a horrible situation. And
mm-hmm.
all of us kids which and grandkids and everybody would get together, and pretty soon, you know, there'd be 45 people in the we couldn't fit in the waiting room, so we'd go someplace
else.
Oh,
my gosh.
And somebody would say, you know, he has the strangest ways of getting us all together, you know, and there is the gratitude. You know, we're all there together, huddled together, you know, praying for him and hoping he's going to be okay and you know, connecting in that regard. But, you know, if somebody would say, he's got a strange way of bringing us all together, you know, or something. And that was somebody's way of finding the gratitude in the moment. And so there's, you know, there's all sorts of interesting ways to look at things, even in the most dire situations. And it's hard to say that to people, especially if
mm-hmm.
they don't think that way
mm-hmm.
or aren't trained to think that way. They can look at you like, what are you talking about? This is miserable. And so it takes some practice for sure. And not every situation calls for gratitude. I get it. you know. Not every situation is flat out, like easy to be
grateful for, that's for sure. But it's important to find what is still right in life. There was a question that I left on my answering machine when my mom had been diagnosed with lung cancer and heart problems years ago. And it said, am I focusing on what's right? Because there was so much still right in my life, even though that was major wrong, you know. Yeah, we've only got 3 minutes left. Can you believe it? We're going to have to do some
shows
together.
Let's get some believing in yourself then, because that's huge. You know, don't, you know, if you're around somebody who's telling you you can't or you're less than or whatever it is, or you're not as good as you think you are, or any kind of negativity, you know, make sure you root in self-worth and self-love and understand your value and know your value and believe in yourself and all that good stuff, because that goes with dreaming big. Hand in hand with dreaming big, believing in yourself. It's huge.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah,
it is totally. So what do you want to leave our listeners with during this last couple minutes that we have together?
Well, we wrote a book called Dream Big for kids. It's called Dream Big. It's on Amazon. It's a very new release, and it's inspired by Coach Edwin Thompson. And it just came out yesterday. So we're pretty excited about that. It's called Dream Big, and it's Sally Huss, another Sally Huss book.
I love her art.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, I've had the pleasure. Sally's in her 80s now, and I've had the pleasure of doing her last 8 books with her.
So it's a
huge honor to, you know, be included even anywhere near her name and in her books.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we started with the food allergy book, which is used pretty widely in schools and doctor's offices, and now we're, you know, we've done a bunch of books together, and the latest one is Dreaming Big, or Dream Big is what it's called, Dream Big.
Dream Big.
I think it's great for kids. It shows kids what they can be and everything like that, and we love it. So, and other than that, just the Change Guidebook. Is doing its thing and keeps winning awards, and I'm very, very, very grateful to you always, Margot, for your love and support. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for writing your book, this book and all the books and all of the ways that you live your music. You just are amazing.
Well, thank you, but, you know, so are you, and I love all that you do, and I look at your Instagram every day. And I love everything you do. So it's fun. Oh, there's my dog howling in the background to go outside.
Well, that was good timing since we're almost finished with the show.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, I just would like to say to everybody out there, whatever your heart has always loved to do, you need to do some of it. That's your music. Live your music. Whatever. And I find, Elizabeth, I think this is true. Probably you'll notice it too. If you ask people to look back to when they were a kid, before age 12, you know, what did they always love to do during that time?
That's
huge. was before Yeah, it's before they started hearing, oh, you can't do that. That's too hard. It's impossible. Be practical. That's one of the worst ones. Be practical.
That is a bad one. Yeah, it's like, well, sometimes you do need to be practical, but you know, keep those dreams alive, people. Dream big.
You can do both. You can have dreams and you can be practical together. That's the thing. It's not either or.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, we're out of time. So thanks again for being on my show. Thanks for all of your positive vibes that you put out there in the world every day. And
thank you
again.
Thank you
for everything.
All right, everybody.
Bye for now.